business model is a framework that's all-embracing, describing how a company creates, delivers, and captures value. This is in contrast to some of the frameworks on the website which focus just on the elements of the business, such as promotions, pricing, new product development, innovation, and the like. The business model canvas was invented by Alex Osterwalder, a Swiss business theorist and entrepreneur as part of his PhD research. He proposed an organization is based on 9 building blocks that integrate with each other in different ways to create, deliver, and capture value. In no particular order, they are as follows. Value proposition. The company or organization exists to supply customers with something that they need. Customers have a job to do, and what they buy from an organization helps them do it. It is important for a company to fully understand which of the customer's needs are being satisfied and to what extent. Questions asked within this block are, what are value proposition to our customers? What job are we performing for our customers? How can we reduce pain for our customers? Which of our customers' needs are we satisfying? The next block is key activities. A company makes or supplies things. It performs a number of different activities, which in some cases could be manufacturing and in other cases could be buying, selling or adding value in a particular way. The questions to be asked here are, what key activities do we need to perform in order to deliver our value proposition and satisfaction to our customers? The next building block is key resources. In order to perform the key activities, resources are required which are likely to include people, buildings, equipment, distribution channels, patents, relationships with suppliers, and so on. Questions here are, what resources are required in order to perform our key activities and deliver satisfaction to our customers? The next block is key partners. No company exists in isolation. It has suppliers of various kinds, ranging from those that provide services through to those that offer products. The quality of these partners and the relationship with the company has a significant bearing on its success. Here we want to know answers to, who are our key partners and suppliers? What key activities do our partners perform for our company? Now we move on to the next block, which is customer segments. A company should recognize that not all its customers are the same, and some will have a greater predilection for its products than others. Recognizing the needs of these different segments and being able to satisfy them is crucial to the success of any business. Questions are, who are the different groups of people we serve and what within our offer do they really value? Now we move on to the block of customer relationships. A strong company will have a good mix of customers and good relationships with them. It will have good customer satisfaction scores and customers with high levels of loyalty. Questions here are, what type of relationships do we have with our customers? How do these relationships vary between customer segments? Which segments are key to our company's success and how can we build upon these? Now we move to the block of channels. A company has to move its offer through to customers, and it will do so directly and through distributors and marketing channels. Many companies have online offers as well as using bricks and mortar distribution. The means by which these products get to market is another vital component of a business's strength. Here we want to know which channels are used to buy our products, which channels are our strengths, which could be used to better effect. The next building block is revenue streams. Money comes into the company from sales and creates a revenue stream. It is the lifeblood of the company, and a measure of success is the degree to which this works efficiently within a minimum number of bad debts and a good number of fast payments. Questions here are, what is it in our offer that customers value and are willing to pay for? For each of our offers, could we achieve greater revenue and margin by raising or lowering our prices? The final building block is cost structure. Whatever the company makes will have a cost made up of variable and fixed costs. The efficient management of these costs is crucial to the competitiveness and profitability of the company. Questions here are, what are the costs associated with our business model? How can we change our cost structure to the benefit of customers and our profitability. These building blocks are worthy subjects. The model covers all the key parts of a business and so makes it possible to identify strengths and weaknesses. In this way, the focus can be brought onto parts of the business that need attention. Also, working through each of the 9 building blocks, the final result would produce a very useful marketing plan. Undoubtedly, one of the strengths of the model is that it brings together all the key activities of an organization in a form that will readily lead to a business strategy. Here are some things to think about on the business model canvas. Look at the questions posed in the 9 boxes that make up the business model canvas. How would you rate your company's success in each of these boxes? Where is your company strong and where are you weak? Having completed all the boxes on the canvas, what strategy do you propose for the business? What are the key indicators in each building block that should be measured as you pursue your strategy? Consider creating a business model canvas for key competitors. What does this tell you about their strategy and their strengths and weaknesses? How could you use the business model canvas for testing the viability of new ideas? And how could the business model canvas be used for sharing the strategy through different departments within your business?